Hey, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Hot Takes. Again, producer Marlo is AWOL. We will find him one day, and we'll bring him in here, and you guys can meet the Marlo. But until then, Marlo, where are you? And so if anybody's out, let's say, at local coffee shops, so your local Dunkin' Donuts, I would say, or maybe your local Starbucks, or maybe possible Lost in Utica, usually where you can find him, maybe begging for change by the bus shelter like last time we found him. Please send him back. We need him. We miss you, Marlo.
What's
And as
up?
always, I brought Matt. Matt is here, but Matt's here every time we need him because Matt is a superstar. Unlike this guy, who you'll find begging for change at your local bus shelter.
Hot Takes episode 3.
Right, I just want everybody to know that the Hot Takes is available on YouTube to see how ugly I am. They're up there with descriptions. So if you want to know what we discussed that episode, think. Also, if you want to know my actual opinion of the films, I do have a Letterboxd account. It's Extra Features Podcast on Letterboxd. So if you want to comment to me there or send us an email at extrafeatures@gmail. And I don't know what the Movie Buff one is. I'll give it to you if I knew it.
Reach out at themoviebuff.net. There's contact information on the site.
There you guys go. So now you get a hold of us and harass me because I really don't care. Marlo's the best to harass. Go by the bus shelter, make sure it's a wet day, and soak his ass. He loves it. So, what'd you watch this week?
We've got some good ones this week.
No,
We
we don't.
finally
Listen,
got some good ones.
before we even get that far, you made me watch Americana, Splitsville.
Wait, I didn't. What did I say? Americana was a recommend, though. I thought I said it was okay looking.
Yeah, it was not okay. Put me
Splitsville
to
is. I did
sleep.
not recommend Splitsville.
Okay, well, I finished all of them. I want people to know my true ratings are on Letterboxd. You can find them there.
So you didn't like Americana?
No.
Not funny.
Okay,
Isn't
we're not discussing this on the
it?
show. This
All
is Hot
right.
Takes. There's no
All right. All
movie
right. All
review
right.
show.
All
That's the
right.
Extra Features Podcast or the moviebuff.net. Those are the best places to find things like that.
All right, let's do this then. We got first one, Downton Abbey, the grand finale.
Yeah, I'm not watching it.
So
Don't care. You could tell me whatever you want. Not gonna happen.
I watched the show a few years ago, and it's very good. The movie just looks like another extension of the show. I did not see the other movie, so I
I
wouldn't
did.
trust. Oh, you watched the movie without watching the TV show?
I had no idea what was going on. I
Well,
said, you know
that's.
what? This is pointless for me.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good, I think, if you're a fan of the show. I'd have to rewatch the show because it's been a few years. And I'd also have to watch the other movie. So, if you like Downton Abbey, it looks like it would be fun. Same
See,
cast, they're all back.
I have a slight problem with this. Never seeing the show, I watched the first movie. Completely lost.
Yeah.
So now they want me to watch another one. So I think this movie is just appealing to a very
It's
niche
very.
fans.
You have to have watched the show and the first movie to know what's going on.
So what's the point of this? Is it, I guess there's enough demand. Like, is Bridgerton going to have a film next?
Mean, it was a super popular show when it was on, so
If you say so.
lots of people like it.
I always
Michelle
thought it was
Dockery's in
dope.
it, right? I love Michelle Dockery.
Who is she then? Help me out.
And she plays Lady Mary. She's like one of the main characters. It's a period piece. If you like it, I recommend the TV
Oh,
series and
so
then
I
the
fell
movies can
asleep. I
follow.
heard the word period piece.
You don't like a period piece?
It
Downton
has
Abbey
to be
is it's
what.
it is a good show. It's a good show. So I would say, if you're looking for a show to binge, check it out. It's not too long. And then if you like it, go to the movies.
Okay, well, people, I'm going to trust Matt on this one because I have really no comment because I can't give you one of something I don't know anything about.
It's a tough
Matt
one.
recommend it's a Matt recommend if you like the show. So Matt's going to come back here and tell us what he thinks, hopefully next time we do this. And if he doesn't, then he didn't care enough, so it wasn't good worth seeing. But if you do like Downton Abbey, please comment. YouTube, Facebook, wherever you can find Matt, Movie Buff. Marlo, producer, bus shelter, just tell him.
I'm down to talk the TV show. All right, you ready for the next one? Th this is
No.
probably this is going to be my biggest flunk. It's him. So him is So they're billing it as a Jordan Peele movie. It's not really
Right.
his movie. Like, he's
What do
one
you mean?
of a handful of producers. He didn't
Oh,
write it.
so
He
it's
didn't.
not. Well, if he didn't
No.
write it and didn't star in it, how is it
Didn't
his
direct it.
vehicle?
Yeah.
That's like producer Marlowe. His name's on the show. We really didn't do much. He just gave us some cash to do it.
So our reviewer just failed it. I watched the trailer. It looks terrible. It's not something I would watch. It's supposed to
Really?
be, it's a psychological sports horror film. It looks like crap. It looks awful. It's got Marlon Wayans, Tyreek Withers, who I don't know him. No clue. Looks terrible. They're riding on the Jordan Peele name, and he really has nothing to do with it. I mean, I thought it was a Jordan Peele movie, and then I looked at the cast, and it was no, he's one of four or five people that produce, and then that's it. And so they're trying to use that name to sell tickets, I think.
So basically, it's like an M. Night Shyamalan presents.
Yeah, I mean, if he was not even involved in the at
Right.
all,
Quentin
right?
Tarantino has a bunch of these. Quentin Tarantino presents. So, I mean, we got Marlon Wayans. I mean, he's hit and miss. He can be funny. He may
I
not be
haven't seen him in
funny.
like 20 years since Scary Movie or whatever.
I think that might be the last time I saw him, but I think he's doing something I read recently. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
So
no,
you're
it
saying
looks.
this is, but this is your genre. Don't you have to see this?
No,
It's
no,
a
no, no.
horror film.
They're calling it psychological sports horror, which I've never even heard of that as being a genre.
I did. That was called Swim Fan.
Oh, well, then that movie was terrible, so.
What's that movie with the guy? Came out last year. Wyatt Russell had a pool that was possessed.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that was awful. I forgot what it
Come
was called.
on. Is it like gonna be like that? Like that's a sports movie. The guy was a baseball player.
Yeah, but that he wasn't really the main character. This movie, it's about a guy who's like a football player, and he goes to train with Marlon Wayans, who's a former football player, and then it's like there's
Sure he
a lot
is.
of blood and just horrible, gross things happening, and I'm like, what the hell? It looked like dog shit.
Listen, you know I'm gonna watch it anyway. So Matt's telling me not to rush to see it. So
Yeah.
I will try to watch it for the next day. If I have time, you know, I'm busy. I got to find producer Marlowe, so that'll take a while.
It's
And
Florida
we'll
and
see.
F on the movie buff.
Yeah, I'm going to see it. I will tell you guys after I see it. I'm not going to be impressed if it's just Marlon Wayans because I did see the Jordan Peele name attached. I was getting a little warmer. And now you're telling me he's just a cash man? I don't really care. So I'm going to say a pass without even seeing it.
All right, next we have A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. Now, I saw this in the theater maybe over the summer, a couple months ago, and it looked really good. It is Colin Farrell
Hold on,
and
you saw
Margot
a
Robbie.
trailer?
Yeah, I've seen, so I saw the trailer for this m
Oh,
several
not the
months ago.
film.
No, I've not seen the film.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so it stars Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie, and it's kind of like a love story with a time traveling sort of supernatural element. It looks very interesting, and it's absolutely something that I want to watch.
So time travel is your bag.
Love time travel.
So do I. But it has to be done well.
This is crazy because it looks like it's going to be just a standard romance movie between these two, and then they stumble across this door in the woods, and it like leads them to other parts of their life, and it just looks really cool and it looks really interesting. Two great stars and
Listen, I like Colin Farrell. Margot Robbie hasn't really
well,
done much for me ever.
great to see her in a movie though, right?
She's great to see her, period.
Absolutely.
But I can't really say that her acting is really what I'm looking for in anything.
Yeah, but she's good enough. She's not a liability.
You're right. I think she's a better Minnie Driver.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of actors that just sort of do a few okay things and just sort of peter off into the distance. Like, oh, what's her face? She's in The Long Walk. Julie, I can see her face and I just can't think of her name. She always,
Oh,
oh,
the long
can't I
walk. Yeah,
remember?
I know.
She's in The Long Walk Home. She plays the mom and I can see her face and it's just not blank. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to give Margot Robbie for that. I mean, Harley Quinn, average. Suicide Squad, average. Barbie, excellent, but
Oh,
well
yes,
written,
she's
well
great, Barbie.
directed. But her last movie with Brad Pitt, she was like, eh. You know, so this is her big chance with me. It's a make or break movie. Maybe she might have one more in her after this. And I'll be like, bye bye. I mean, there'll be another cute girl coming along next week. I'll just wait for her.
There's always another cute one coming along.
That's what's good. Now he's going to bug me. I don't know that name, but I'm going to get it. I'll be right
All
back.
right. Well, you think about the name and then we'll get to the next one. Now, I've got two more. One looks great. One is sort of a wild card. We'll go with the wild card, which is The History of Sound. And
I do want to see this. I heard good things about this. Is this
this
out
looks.
yet?
It looks interesting. I don't know if it's out yet or it's out this week.
I
And
don't
it's
think it's out this week. And I checked this week and it was only him and that other movie you were talking about.
so this movie
Ah,
stars
Judy
Paul.
Greer.
Oh, Judy Greer. Oh, well, that's interesting. Judy Greer is going to be in the next one we talk about. But
Love Judy
I
Greer, but
love Judy
doesn't ever
Greer.
do
Yes,
anything good.
love Judy Greer. So History of Sound stars Paul Mescal and Josh
Yes.
O'Connor. Yep.
Yep, I'm
Now
in.
it's set in the World War I era, 1917.
Isn't that when we first saw Paul Mescal in 1917 or something? I think that's when somebody saw him.
Is he in that? I don't remember. I love
No,
1917, but I don't remember if he was in
keep going. See, I'm doing
it.
bad
Going.
this week, guys. This
Yeah, so
hot takes. I
basically,
don't do any research.
no, that's all right. So one of these guys, and I don't know which one was
Nope,
which.
he's not in it. My mistake.
One of them's a vocal teacher, and it's like a love story. Basically, there are two
I
men,
don't
they're in
care.
love. One of them
That's
goes to
fine.
World War I, but it looks great. It looks like an indie film.
I like indie film.
I like it. It looks like it could be fun to watch. Probably not something I'd go to the theater to see, but I'd hit it up on streaming.
Paul Mescal, you're probably going to get me to go.
Paul Mescal, what?
I will go to the theater for Paul Mescal. I think he's excellent.
I can't think of one. I don't know who he is.
Oh, now you got me on this one. Again, there's a movie, an indie last year. I love him. He's in Gladiator 2.
Wait, I didn't see
Oh,
that.
well, I can't help you. He's good.
Well, I'm probably gonna check that one out at some point. So,
I will check it out. I'll try to have it done for the next episode. And or better yet, see what I've watched on Letterboxd. Don't know for sure what I've seen or not.
check that out. All right, last one. This is the best one. Dead of Winter. Now, this movie is like a horror slash murder mystery kind of thing. It takes place in some very cold, remote, foresty, Minnesota type thing. Cinematography looks awesome. Stars Emma Thompson and Judy Greer. So two
Oh,
really,
I'm in.
yeah,
Love Emma Thompson.
and it looks like Judy Greer is the killer in this. So
Ooh, 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 ooh.
yeah, I'm blown away by it. I had not heard of it. I saw an Instagram post advertising it. I don't even think it's playing in the theater here. It opens in theaters on Friday, but I think it's going to be very limited.
Next
So I'll
Friday?
this Friday, like in 5 days Friday.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So, but it looks like a really fun, cool movie. So that's the one that I would be seeking out of these movies on the list. I have it
So,
on.
I got a question. We're going back to this.
Shoot.
What is this? You think it's just going to be a small release, so we should rush to see it if we want to see Judy Greer in this in theaters? This might be the usual suspects of the year because nobody knew what that was when it came out.
I mean, it looked cool, in the preview. Emma Thompson is driving in a very snowy, cold wilderness area, and she kind of stumbles across like a murder or something that she thinks might be a murder. And there's a really creepy looking guy, and he's with Judy Greer, and that's kind of all you see. And it looked good.
Okay, I would definitely tell you to see this.
Yes, I'm saying go for it. It's
You got
probably.
Judy Greer. Okay,
Love
well, I
Judy.
did bring you some movie news, and we're getting closer to horror month. Next episode, I will try to find some horror stuff a little bit more. But the first thing I discovered, they're doing a reboot of Sleepaway Camp.
Oh my God.
Any comments? Concerns?
I don't know. What is it going to be the same plot? I mean, we already know the twist ending, so I don't know. Is
Well,
it
I mean,
just going
it's
to
going to
be.
be obviously a whole something different, maybe.
Yeah, so just a different movie, but they're just stealing the name, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, a horror movie that takes place at a camp. I mean, it's been done before, but well, whatever.
Well, let's back this up. I mean, Friday the 13th is a fun franchise.
Right, so that's what I mean. It's already been done before, like, so I mean, you could do it again, I guess, but.
I'm looking forward to it. You know what? I love horror franchises.
Do you like the
And
original Sleepaway Camp?
yes, I think
I
it's
mean,
really cheaply produced.
yeah, it's an 80s movie. I mean, it's that kind of a thing. So I don't know now if it would be the same impact, because really the whole only point of it is that, oh, it's kind of got a twist ending.
Wow. Okay.
But
Second bit of news for you. Avengers Doomsday is wrapped.
you know my thoughts on superhero stuff.
Yeah, I know you don't care. Well, some
No,
other people might
I'm
care.
not a superhero guy.
Wow. Well, I'm quite looking forward to it.
I feel like
So
there's an Avengers movie every week. I don't, how do you even keep
there
track?
is not an Avengers
They're
movie
all the
every
time.
week.
Every time I turn it, I tune in, and there's some kind of
Listen, there are
Avengers movie.
only two this year, okay? There was Superman and there was FF.
Only two this year. Yeah, it doesn't the what was the Peter Dinklage one? The
Toxic Avenger.
yeah, doesn't that count?
We're
That's a
not.
thing.
Okay,
That's
there
a
were
comic.
three that have recurred.
All right, yeah.
I wouldn't call him a superhero. He's more of an anti-hero. But okay, I'll give it to you. The biggest news, and you probably don't even care, but I do. Netflix bought is going might be buying Warner Brothers.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's, big news. A billion-dollar company buying another one and consolidating. It's kind of the way that it is now, huh? I mean, it'll increase their library, so that's good.
That's what I'm looking hoping.
I canceled my Netflix at the beginning of the year. I'm only going to have it for the holiday season because I didn't want to pay more. I wasn't going to pay to not have commercials, and they kept raising the rates, and I haven't missed it, so.
I'm excited if they get the Warner, if they do buy it and take that whole catalog of movies and dump it on their site.
I'm sure that's
That
they'll
would make
have.
my day. The amount of movies I haven't seen that they have, and me being an old movie junkie, this is, I'm done.
That's always been the knock on Netflix, is the movies. They don't have as many good movies. They've got great shows, and they've got their own movies are good, but they don't have that extensive of a library of other movies. So this would help with that.
Oh, aren't you happy I didn't make you do the new Miranda Cosgrove movie, Wrong Paris? I didn't ask you to look at that trailer.
Yeah, well, I mean, No, the ones that I did watch were, I said they were good. Big Bold Beautiful Journey looks great. Dead of Winter looks great. Downton Abbey looks fine if you like that. So there's three.
Okay. I did bring you a trivia game this week, Matt, since you asked for actual trivia questions.
Let's do it.
I brought the movie quiz.
Looks like a pack of
So
cigarettes.
I will have to take off my glasses because I can't read my glasses on.
That's weird. That seems like that's wrong.
I
That
guess
seems really,
so.
really strange.
Yes, I know. Which was the first science fiction movie to win Best Pictures at the Oscars?
Give me a what year?
In the last 10 years.
Oh, so it's pretty new this happened?
Yeah.
Avatar?
Nope. Shape of Water.
Oh God, that's right. Is that the one with the dolphin or whatever?
Yes.
All
Okay,
right.
this one you will never know, but oh, this is a Netflix movie, so you might have seen it when you had Netflix.
Okay.
In the kissing booth, which rule states that Elle can't be with Lee's brother?
What rule?
Yes, there's numbers in the movie if
Rule,
you've ever seen it.
it is rule 7, obviously.
No,
Let's go to the next question.
rule nine, that's a terrible
Oh, that was
question.
close. That
You
was
were close. I wasn't even gonna help you. So
close.
I was just getting questions ready for you. So I'll just put this over there. That was a terrible second question. Which singer gave actor Marilyn Monroe a white poodle named Mafia?
Frank Sinatra.
You are correct.
Oh, all right. I mean, that was kind of just, I guess, but I figured that sounds
Yes,
about
I'm
right.
giving it to you.
It's a good name
I've
for a
never.
song.
Here's a movie I've never seen. How many love letters does Laura Jean Covoy write into All the Boys I Loved Before? This is a newer movie.
It could be an older movie and I wouldn't know. She writes 42.
The five. Okay, you got two more, Matt. I'm gonna
Right.
stop. Disney character Aladdin was modeled after which Hollywood actor?
Aladdin was modeled after a Hollywood actor?
It was.
Will Smith.
You are correct.
Oh, what? Well, but oh no,
Not
Will
a
Smith
chance. It's
played
Tom
Aladdin.
Cruise, you idiot.
Tom Cruise?
Yes.
I don't understand. That doesn't make
I
sense.
don't either. Who was the only voice actor to appear in every animated series produced by Disney during the 90s? And actually, I would know this answer.
Mel Blanc.
Jim Cummings.
No
He's the
boy.
voice of Winnie the Pooh. That's why I know who he is.
All right,
Okay,
well,
everybody, we're done because it's getting a little toasty in here, so we need to check out. Have a great day, Matt.
see you later.